Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. The Tuscola County Courthouse at 440 North Street will be open from noon to 4 p.m. on Saturday, November the 1st, for a special event. The Safe and Just Michigan organization, in coordination with the Michigan Office of the Attorney General, is offering a free expungement fair at the courthouse. This event offers an opportunity to clear up some charges off of a criminal record, which could open up some employment opportunities, education opportunities, and more. The courtrooms will be open on that day, and security screening at the entrance of the courthouse will be done like usual. Those who wish to participate in the event will need to bring a state or federal issued identification, a driver's license, or a birth certificate for proof of their identity. And another local and regional news for today. Action by the Unionville Village Council at this month's meeting cleared the way for possible development of some housing. The meeting started with a public hearing regarding a request for a zoning change. The zoning change was for 6555 Center Street from general businesses to multiple family residentials, and that was approved. In other council matters, the DPW reported the switch for well number 2 needs to be replaced. Approval was given to seek bids to replace it. The council also approved several budgets, which is not unusual, that total around $1,379, and learned that water service generated $843. There are some areas that have well water that is not fit to drink, so the water is purchased from the village to be stored for later use. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Cats are masters at using up their 9 lives, like chasing laser pointers into walls or jumping onto high shelves. But the one thing cats never do, text while driving. So be like a cat and protect your one and only life. Don't text and drive.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Hurricane Melissa has hit southwestern Jamaica as a catastrophic Category 5 storm, causing heavy flooding and some wind damage. Melissa made landfall Tuesday in southwestern Jamaica with maximum sustained winds of 185 miles per hour. Officials warned of devastating damage and has urged residents to seek shelter as the hurricane crossed the island. Melissa's winds tied records for the strongest Atlantic storm at its landfall. The hurricane has still strong winds of around 125 miles per hour and is expected to move towards Cuba, where authorities prepared for evacuations. The hurricane has already caused 7 deaths in the Caribbean, but authorities note that the still dangerous conditions are limiting information flow on the scale of destruction. Relief preparations are underway with supplies and emergency services ready to assist. And another national and international news. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ordered the army to carry out powerful strikes in Gaza. This decision came after an Israeli official reported that Hamas fired on Israeli forces in southern Gaza. Hamas has delayed handing over another hostage's body in response to Israel's planned strikes. On Monday, the Palestinian militant group handed over body parts that Israel identified as the remains of a hostage recovered earlier in the war, which Netanyahu called a violation of the ceasefire. The ceasefire, which began on October the 10th, has been fragile at best with previous flare-ups. The situation remains tense with ongoing challenges to the ceasefire. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and That was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumaria news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Tuesday, October 28th of 2025. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.